giving Newsom the benefit of the doubt, until now. When Gavin Newsom said transgender women competing in women's sports was deeply unfair, I defended him. It was a politically risky move, but at least it was factually correct. But now? Now it's clear that this wasn't about fairness. It was about pandering to MAGA voters. And that never works. MAGA voters will never support Newsom, no matter how much he signals to them. Instead, he's alienating the people who actually backed him. He's torched his credibility, and possibly his future. A timeline of Newsom's shift toward MAGA messaging. February 26, 2025 announces podcast featuring MAGA guests. Newsom launched his new podcast. This is Gavin Newsom, featuring conservative guests, including MAGA figures. His reasoning? We already know our disagreements. I want to understand their motivations. Translation. I'm testing a move to the center. Reaction. Democrats saw it as an attempt to rebrand for a 2028 run. LGBTQ plus groups warned against legitimizing far-right voices. Republicans mocked the effort because they don't respect him. March 6, 2025 Newsom agrees with Charlie Kirk on trans athletes. For the podcast debut, Newsom sat down with MAGA propagandist Charlie Kirk and fully agreed with him on transgender women in sports. I completely agree with you. It's deeply unfair, Newsom. Then came more red flags. Praising a Trump ad attacking Kamala Harris on gender-affirming care in prisons. Brutal. A great ad. Dash. Dismissing progressive language like pronouns and Latinx, a GOP talking point. Dash. Calling defunding the police lunacy and criticizing Black Lives Matter leadership. Dash. Letting Kirk call gender-affirming care butchery without pushback. Reaction. LGBTQ plus groups blasted Newsom for validating anti-trans rhetoric. Dash. Even his allies were furious. CA State Senator Scott Wiener called it profoundly disturbing. Dash. Charlie Kirk gloated that Newsom's statement proved conservatives were winning. March 10, 2025 Newsom hosts Michael Savage, blames trans issues for Dem losses. Newsom's second guest? Michael Savage, a far-right radio host. Savage ranted about trans issues, brainwashing kids, and blamed LGBTQ plus rights for Democratic losses in 2024. Newsom's response? Not to push back, but to validate the framing. Interesting. You felt our party was complicit in creating those conditions. Newsom. Reaction. Glad condemned Newsom for hosting anti-trans guests back-to-back without including a trans voice. Dash. Democrats saw a pattern forming. Newsom was blaming wokeness for election losses. March 13, 2025 Newsom hosts Steve Bannon. In episode 3, Newsom platformed Steve Bannon. Surprise common ground. Both Bannon and Newsom criticized Elon Musk's influence. Newsom joked about getting along with Trump. He treated Bannon like a legitimate voice rather than a far-right propagandist. This was the breaking point. Reaction. Adam Kinzinger, anti-Trump Republican, blasted Newsom. I'm in shock at the stupidity of inviting Steve Bannon. Dash. Democrats asked, why is Newsom legitimizing extremists? March 10, 2025 Newsom's hardline immigration post. On the same day, Newsom posted a tough on immigration message, the asylum system is broken. The federal government needs to stop ignoring their failure. Sound familiar? It's straight from the GOP playbook. Reaction. Border state Republicans cheered. Dash. Immigrant rights groups were horrified. Newsom's big mistake. MAGA won't save him. MAGA voters aren't moderates waiting to be convinced. They're extremists who will never vote for a Democrat, no matter what. They don't care if you agree with them on one issue. They'll always call you a groomer, anyway. They don't want to debate. They want you to submit. You can't win them over. They will still vote for Trump. Meanwhile, Newsom is actively alienating his own base. Progressives won't trust him now. LGBTQ plus groups feel betrayed. His moderate pivot will be used against him in any Democratic primary. Final thought. Newsom just threw away his future. Newsom wants to be president. He's testing out a pivot to the center. But here's the hard truth. Democrats who pander to MAGA always fail. He's not winning over conservatives. He's losing the people who actually supported him. This isn't strategy. It's self-sabotage. Gavin, you just ruined your career. Hope it was worth it. Newsom wanted to play both sides. Instead, he played himself.